The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from South Ripley High School, where tonight the Jacksonville Eagles come to town for a rematch with the South Ripley Raiders in the finale of the regular season of Indiana High School boys basketball. This is Rob Moorhead, joined by Brian Samples this evening, and we're glad to have you with us here on a busy night at South Ripley. Tonight's game on WRBI is being brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. In this busy night, we have introduced seniors tonight on the South Ripley archery, swimming, cheerleading, and boys basketball teams. Great senior night recognition between games. And at the halftime of the JV game, five South Ripley students, one Jacksonville student, joined Brady Borgman from Jacksonville as well in taking their oath of office to serve in the United States Armed Forces. Brady did that in the opening game of the season, Brian, back on November 21st at Jacksonville. And then tonight, five South Ripley students and one of Brady's classmates at Jacksonville also took the oath. It was great, the standing ovation that those students were given as they're going to serve our country when they get out of their high school obligations.
Yes, very proud of those kids, and you could tell the fans were too, because as you said, everybody was up clapping and cheering, and very proud of them and wish them the best.
So a lot going on here tonight, more to come. We've had a JV game already in the books tonight. We will have the varsity game. We've got some entertainment at halftime of the varsity game and all kind of fun stuff to tell you about here as these two communities come together for a rivalry matchup. Back on November 21st, Jacksonville got the better of South Ripley in the opening game for both of these two teams by a score of 49-46. And Brian, that was a score I think that surprised some people at the time when it happened.
It sure did, but at the same time, it's South Ripley and Jacksonville opening up their season. It's over at Jacksonville. I think the prediction tonight has South Ripley favored double figures. We always kind of look at this game a lot of times, year in and year out, the conference is on the line with one of these two teams, but this year with Southwestern already clinching the conference, the ORVC, these two are playing straight up, but it's always, I always say it's a sectional game, one game early, a week before.
And that's a great point, Brian, as next week sectional action gets underway. We'll talk about that and a lot more with you when we come back. But what we are going to do is take our first break of the evening, and then you're going to hear from the coaches in tonight's ball game. Jacksonville's Clint Bowman will be up first, followed by South Ripley's Sevy Beach. Thank you for joining us here tonight. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more of our pregame show. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you here in our pregame show. As we get ready for the matchup tonight between Jacksonville and South Ripley, and joined at this time in the pregame show by head coach of the Jacksonville Eagles, Clint Bowman. Coach Bowman, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Coach. Glad to have WRBI calling our games. It's always fun when you guys are here.
Appreciate that, and we're glad to be here as well. And, Coach, let's just start with this being a rematch. First game of the regular season against South Ripley, the last game of the regular season against South Ripley. That first one went your way over at Jacksonville, 49-46. Talk about where your team is now compared to where you were then.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to fun and stressful to start our season off and end it with our biggest rival. Makes the season, you know, kind of bookend it with a big conference game and your big rival. So, we were able to play pretty well that first game and surprise some people. We really controlled the pace and shot the ball pretty well. And, unfortunately, that might be one of the best games we've played all year. So we're looking to try to do that again and get things back in our favor.
I look back at that game and see the play of Caleb White. He put in 22 that night back in November.
Yeah, he played big. I mean, he's a guy that's never afraid of the moment. He saw the big crowd, and he knows he's a senior and has to step up. And he was definitely big that night. I think he went 8 for 9 from the field. He was big for us. We're going to need him tonight, too.
Coach, your team, let's just call it like it is. You've been struggling a little bit here the last week or so, couple of weeks. I think 5 out of your last 6 have gone the wrong direction. But you're heading into a sectional next week that every year you have a chance to win. You have a chance to make a deep playoff run. What do you got to get turned around here for the Eagles to get going on the right path?
Yeah, you know, I wish it's only been a week that we've been struggling. It's been more like a month. I appreciate the, putting it in our favor there. But, we've had a rough slide here, which is, you know, the last 2 years we put a bunch of wins together at the end. So this is a little different. In those last 5 games that we've lost, it hasn't all been bad. You know, we led most of the game against Greensburg, had a chance to win down to the last 3-4 minutes. Milan really played well. You know, they knew they had a chance to get another win, and they shot the lights out. And we had a tough call there at the end that really hurt us. The other night against Switz, we controlled most of that game and led most of it, and they just made some plays down the stretch. So hasn't been all bad. Just things haven't gone our way. So we're looking to hopefully we can play well tonight, get the good feeling back, and be ready for next week. Because, you know, like you said, if we play up to our potential next week, that I feel like we're the best team in the sectional. We got to go win 3 tough games against teams we've already played and beaten a couple of them. So it's going to be hard to beat them again. I know that. So we're just looking to get the good feeling back tonight and play our best game and hopefully things go our way.
So after tonight, you'll turn your attention to Waldron on Tuesday night in that sectional. Wednesday night. Thank you, Coach. It's on Wednesday night. And so first you got to get through this game with South Ripley. Talk about some keys to tonight's matchup.
Yeah, the last 3 years that we played this game here at the end, and there's been a lot on the line. You know, there's been some sort of, a conference championship on the line in the last 3 years. Tonight, unfortunately, that's not the case for either of us, so we're just playing for pride and bragging rights, and I think we're going to be ready to go. But the key for us is we have to defend Henry inside and still cover the 3-point shooters. So that's easier said than done. We did it with some effectiveness the other night against Cam Craig at Switz. We had to give so much attention to him that they got some open looks, and to those guys' credit, they knocked him down and won the game. So that's the absolute key. We have to defend the interior. We're going to have to put a guy in front, a guy behind him, and he's really good. He's either going to turn around and put it in the hole, or he's going to make the right play and hit a shooter, and we have to close out better. So, you know, these last 5 games, teams have been lighting up from 3. They're shooting over 40%. Part of that might be bad luck. Part of it might be our defensive scheme. Part of it maybe we're just not playing well enough. So we've worked on that in practice. To my guys' credit, they haven't quit on us. So we had a really good week of practice. I fully anticipate we're going to be ready to play.
Coach, we thank you so much for your time here in the pregame show. Good luck tonight and good luck next week in the sectional.
I appreciate it. We're going to need it.
Coach Clint Bowman of the Jacksonville Eagles. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Get ready for this battle between South Ripley and Jacksonville to close out the regular season. Joined at this time by head coach of the South Ripley Raiders, Sevy Beach. Coach Beach, thanks for joining us here in the pregame show.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, coming off a big win over Rising Sun on Tuesday night, 81-42, a game in which a lot of excitement down the stretch as Cole Henry got a slam dunk for his 1,000th career point. It was certainly a good night for the Raiders.
Yeah, it was a really fun night across the board. You know, of course, it's always fun to celebrate a kid, you know, whenever they have an accomplishment like that and, you know, get in that elite club of the 1,000 points and whatnot. And, you know, I know that was a goal of his, but you know, we scored 81, you know, the highest of the year, you know, and we were pretty efficient across the board. And what was neat to see was, you know, it was the ball was moving all night long. We got out in transition, which we've not been able to do in a while with all the injuries and whatnot we've been dealing with. And we didn't let the ball stick. It was moving. Everybody was touching it, you know, almost every possession down. It was really hard to guard. You know, we were able to get a lot of easy shots that way. So, you know, we want to continue that trend, obviously, tonight against the Eagles.
Not only did Cole have a big night getting 37, but his partner in crime, Blaine Ward, able to knock in 30, including 7 threes. Just a really nice shooting performance.
Yeah, the junior duo, you know, that we count on did what they can do, you know, on Tuesday. And, you know, Blaine, I think, was 7 for 11 from 3, which was fantastic. You know, so he needed that, you know, and get him going and, you know, feeling confident. Not that he ever lacks confidence. You know, he's probably the most confident player I've ever coached, you know, going into the tournament. So that was good to see from those two guys, you know, and, you know, build on the rest of the guys from Tuesday and can try to continue that going into next week.
Coach, this game with Jacksonville is a rematch from the opening game of the season that went the way of the Eagles, 49-46. I know some paybacks I'm sure your guys are looking for tonight, and always big when you're playing your cross-county rival.
Yeah, huge night, you know, for both ball clubs. You know, round one, you know, unfortunately went to the Eagles. I would say it was one of our top three worst shooting performances of the night, even though we just got done talking about a good one. You know, I think we shot 29 or 31% or something that night, and you know, defensively we gave ourselves a chance, you know, and we had a couple turnovers down the stretch in game one there that on top of poor shooting cost us, you know. But both these games, you know, round one, game one, a turkey shootout, and this game, they're both always circled for both teams. You know, it's a huge night both nights, and so, you know, both of us are looking to have, you know, a good taste in our mouths going into the to sectional next week. You know, we, you know, luckily get a week off. You know, Jacksonville's got a quick turnaround and playing Waldron, I think, early next week. So, but, you know, tonight's going to be a big night. You're going to have to show up ready to go. And, you know, we've got a different mindset going into tonight, you know, or should, than what we did in round one. You know, hopefully more mature mindset with that being said. So, I got to be ready to go tonight.
Coach, last thing in terms of it being a big night tonight, is it senior night? And you got some seniors on your ball club that we'll be recognizing tonight. So talk about that.
Yeah, Gavin Binion and Ethan Johnson, you know, are two kids that a lot of times fly under the radar, you know, but they do a lot for us that, you know, don't always show up in the papers and the scorebook and all that kind of thing, you know. But Gavin really found a niche last year that, to be honest, was totally unexpected by me. And, you know, he likes guarding the other team's best shooter and chasing them around and that kind of thing. And, you know, and he's a good standstill shooter for us, you know, and helps spread the floor for Cole and Blaine and Drew and those guys to drive it. And EJ's kind of, you know, a little hidden Swiss Army knife. He can do a little bit of everything. He, you know, he can shoot it well. He's had a couple games where he's hit three or four threes. And, you know, he can defend one through five, you know, quick guys, slow guys, big guys. He's athletic enough to guard somebody bigger than him, you know, down low. He can get out and run the floor, you know, and just super good kid, really coachable. You know, I love both of them, you know, and I would love to send them out tonight with a win against the Eagles on senior night.
Very good. Well, Coach, we thank you for your time in the pregame show. Good luck tonight here against Jacksonville, and good luck next Friday night as you open sectional play on Friday against Hauser.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Coach Sevy Beach of the South Ripley Raiders. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And thank you very much to Jim Williams back in the studio. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Thanks to the coaches once again for their time on our pregame show. And Brian, we've already had one game in the books tonight. JV contest tipped off tonight. Be the last game of the season for those JV ball clubs. Why don't you tell us how that came out?
I will do, Rob, and as we expected, it would be a regular, normal Jacksonville-South Ripley game. Jacksonville came out hot tonight, started the first quarter. They were up 16-7, but by halftime, South Ripley had tied it up. It was 27-all. Heading into the third, Jacksonville ended up with a four-point lead, and they were able to pull away at the end with a 50-41 victory. So with that victory, Jacksonville goes 6-0 in the ORVC, so they will be your JV ORVC champions. Congratulations to Jason Hughes and the team getting that. Rob, we were here a week and a half, 2 weeks ago doing the South Dearborn game. We saw 14 threes in the JV game. Tonight we saw 13 more. Wow. So it's amazing what they're putting up. Jacksonville hit seven. South Ripley hit six. So they're firing away. For Jacksonville was Blake Wagner with 14 points. Lane Simon had 10. And for South Ripley, it was Riley Lannon with 12. Dylan Jesse with 10. And South Ripley finished third in the ORVC this year.
Very good. Thank you for that wrap up, Brian. And Brian, we're looking forward to a good matchup here between Jacksonville and South Ripley. The Eagles come in at 9-13, 2-3 in the ORVC. The Raiders 12-9, 4-1 in the ORVC. But as you said earlier in our pregame show, Southwestern Hanover already wrapped up the championship in the conference. South Ripley does have a chance to finish second outright with a win tonight. And Brian, first of all, talking about Jacksonville, they've been struggling a little bit lately, as Clint talked about in the pregame show. What do you think of this Eagle ball club as they come into the matchup?
He threw me an interesting stat. We emailed back and forth a little bit during the week. He said the first 17 games, they were able to shoot the three at 38%, and they were turning the ball over 14 times. He said in their last five games, that's kind of flip-flop in the wrong a better direction with the turnovers. They're only turning it over about 9 times, but they're only able to hit about 18% of their threes, so they've cut that in half. And he said they're getting the looks that they want, and they're able to get to the bucket, just not able to finish. I watched their game with Switzerland County the other night, and that was the same thing. They had the looks. They were ahead with Switz, and then later in the game, they just weren't able to hit the shots to put it away.
Brian, they do play a decent schedule, and they have been the team to beat in that Class 1A sectional, and they certainly are one of the favorites going into that this year again. So even though they've struggled a little bit over the past couple of weeks, there's no reason Coach Bowen can't get them right to make another run in the tournament.
No, you're exactly right, and I think if you look at that sectional, there's four or five teams that are all 9-10, 10-10, 11-10. I mean, the records are all right there, and the way they're lined on, actually on that Wednesday night, the four teams that are playing, three of them are 9-10, and the other one was 10-10, and that's as I looked at it the other day.
Right.
A couple have played last night, and that's going to change a little bit. And then you had Oldenburg in the bye game on the Friday night. They're now 11-10, so there's five teams in there, all with 500 records. The other two teams have both won three games, so that thing is wide open.
Brian, we flipped the page and here, got a couple minutes yet before the national anthem. We flipped the page and talk about this South Ripley ball club. Been through their share of injuries throughout the year. Now they have everyone back they're going to get back, and we saw them play really well the other night against Rising Sun. Talk about what you think of this Raider ball club right now.
Well, as you said, they're getting everybody back. And sometimes, you know, you have the injuries, but it lets some other people step up, get some playing time. So it actually let the Raiders go just a little bit deeper on the bench, probably than they normally would on the regular season without those injuries. Everything's going through Cole Henry right now. He's had some great games here of late. And Blaine Ward, I think they had 37 and 30 respectively the other night against Rising Sun in that single game. But you kind of mentioned this too. Cole Henry is finding his way under the bucket just a little bit more posting up. The Raiders are able to use him, and he's going right at it to score. So, again, you're looking at that sectional. There's four teams in there all vying for it. You know one team pretty well, the Hauser Jets, who South Ripley will be playing. But, again, there's probably four of those. And, you know, Milan's won two or three games here late, so you just never know going into that. So the 1A and the 2A, I feel like, are wide open. It's going to be some great basketball.
Well, and talk about Switzerland County. They've been playing decent basketball as of late. Cam Craig got his 1,000th point. You've got some guys. They had injuries as well. They've gotten a couple of guys back there. Travis Reisman always has his team ready for tournament play, so you can't count them out. North Decatur, Milan will open that tournament up on Tuesday night. That'll be a battle. South Ripley and Hauser on Friday night. That'll be a battle. So it's going to be an exciting tournament, Brian. And if folks don't have anything to do next week, you want to watch some good basketball, come right out here to South Ripley. So, Brian, a new tradition here on senior night. They did this during the girls' basketball season. They had the dads go out and play knockout. And now tonight, here on senior night of the boys' basketball season, they've got the girls, the moms of the players, going out there to play a little game of knockout. We've already had full contact knockout so far, Brian.
We sure did. One threw the ball to another one already. Just hope there are no hamstrings pulled during this shoot right now.
So there must be about 10 players' mothers out here from South Ripley playing knockout, and it's kind of fun. AD Jeff Gorrell got this tradition started, and we'll stick around here because they're going to get this done before the national anthem. Then we'll take our break when we come to the national anthem. But as they continue to knock one another out here, we will get a winner for you. And my money's going to be on Mrs. Henry. What do you think?
I'm with you. She's knocking down 15-footers. It's going to be hard to beat.
She was a heck of a player down at Rising Sun of the day. Penny Bennion right behind her there is going to give her a run for her money. And Penny may put her out on this. Nope, Penny had her chance and does. So Mrs. Henry goes down as Penny Bennion's playing competitive ball out here. And we'll see who comes away with the victory. But, Brian, last night you talked about Hauser, and they had a ball game last night against Greenwood Christian, a good Greenwood Christian ball game. Sevy Beach and his staff were there tonight here at the South Ripley-Jacksonville game. You look across, Trent Moorhead's here with his wife tonight scouting the Raiders. So these two teams are going to know each other very well going into next Friday night, I'm sure. I don't know if Waldron's playing tonight or not. If they're not, I guarantee they're here, too, watching Jacksonville. So these coaches are certainly putting their work in.
Yes, they are, and I did another game earlier this week, and you see a lot of coaches in the stands. It was Oldenburg and South Decatur in the same way. A lot of coaches in doing their homework right now. Hey, we look at this game. We call this a sectional game. These guys are going to fix everything that they feel is wrong after the game. But the good thing about this one, you get beat, you still get to play next week. Next week, when you get beat, season's over. So this is a really good game, good test, and like you said, a lot of good ball clubs in the area right now, a lot of good sectional games coming up.
Indeed. Well, we have a winner in the knockout game between the mothers, and it's Mrs. Bascom who comes away with the victory tonight. So we congratulate her on winning the knockout game of the mothers here, a new tradition at South Ripley on senior night. So with that, we are going to take a timeout for the national anthem here. And when we come back, Brian Samples will have starting lineups, and we'll have tip-off for you of this matchup between South Ripley and Jacksonville right here on Country 103.9 WRBI.
At Margaret Mary Health, they believe prevention and early detection are key in the fight against breast cancer. That's why they recommend all women receive mammograms yearly, starting at age 40. When it comes to technology, Margaret Mary offers advanced 3D mammography to their patients. If you can't afford a mammogram or your insurance doesn't cover it, financial assistance is available thanks to funding from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. To find out if you qualify, call 812-933-5134.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Ison here from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Ison's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Ison's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And tonight's game brought to you here on Country 103.9 WRBI by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, and Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance. Alongside Brian Samples, I'm Rob Moorhead. And Brian, just about ready for the starting lineups. Why don't you run down tail of the tape, starting lineups. You take it from here, my friend, and we'll get ready for tip-off here in a few minutes.
Yeah, one of the first things real quick, I got a text. Scott Smith sitting on the couch. He tore his Achilles. Remember that?
Absolutely. Playing dodgeball.
He can't be here tonight, but I see he has Tracy Rolfing and also Bob Vankirk with him, and they all told us to tell everybody hi that they're watching and listening.
Well, hello to those guys. I've still got a scar above my eye from a Scott Smith elbow back in the 80s, but that's a story for another day.
As we look at the two teams tonight, Jacksonville 9-13, South Ripley 12-9. Versus the common foes, Jacksonville's 5-12, South Ripley 12-5. The opponent records, they're both almost identical, both the 250 wins, 213 losses, so real even there. One thing that stuck out for me was this season series. Over the last 35 years, we're all tied up at 53.
Wow.
So both teams, 53 wins. Tonight will break that. John Harrell has this as a 60-46 win for South Ripley. As you look at the starters tonight for Jacksonville, it'll be senior Caleb White, number 15. Clark Gwinger, another senior, number 42. Brady Comer, third senior, number 30. And fourth senior, Landon Coleman, he's number 20. And Landon Ash, junior, number 5, will be there. Fifth starter for South Ripley, it'll be Blaine Ward, number 24, junior. Cole Henry, number 25 out of junior. Your seniors, number 10, Gavin Binion. The other senior, number 33, Ethan Johnson. And South Ripley will be starting a freshman, number 21, Drew Volt. So those are your starters tonight, Rob.
Thank you very much, Brian. Eagles under the direction of Clint Bowman, 64-37 in his fourth season. Sebby Beach, 23-22 here in his second season at South Ripley. It'll be Henry standing in to jump center against Caleb White. That's 6'7 against 5'11. And we're about ready to get this one underway, Brian. Official blows his whistle, tosses the ball up. Henry controls the tip back to Volts. And this game is underway. Jacksonville opens up in a straight-up man-to-man defense. South Ripley swings the ball out to the top to Blaine Ward. Fakes the three-pointer, takes a running one-hander. The push shot from Blaine Ward is up and good, and the Raiders are on the board first, 2-0. South Ripley opens up man-to-man as well. Eagles have the ball on the right side in the hand of Clark Dwinger. Out top to Brady Cummer. Back to Dwinger. Now they find Caleb White. White drives down the left side of the lane, puts up a little jump shot, and it goes. Caleb White, the first two for the Eagles. We're all tied up. South Ripley, five out motion. Now they put Henry down on the block. Ward has it on the left side. Henry steps out to the corner. Henry with the basketball being guarded by Landon Coleman. Kicks it over to Volz. Volz sees a lane to the basket. Goes up with the left hand. The ball is knocked out of bounds off of Jacksondell. Keep it with the Raiders.
It looks like out of that man-to-man, Jacksondell's kind of slipping off of Johnson just a little bit. You can see Dwinger helping each time Henry tries to make a move.
Raiders will inbound under their own basket. Volz lobs it into Johnson, left elbow. Johnson tries to lob into Henry, does. They bring a double team toward Henry. Cole picks up his dribble, now turnaround jump shot up and no good. A nice defense that time by Jacksondell. Landon Coleman, Eagles get the rebound. Down court over to the right side for Landon Ash. Ash will bring it out top into the hands of Dwinger. They go right side, now back top of the key to Brady Cummer. Raiders stay man-to-man. It's Caleb White with the basketball. Takes it right side. They go far side with it now into the hands of Dwinger. Bring it all the way back out to Ash. And now swing it over to Brady Cummer. Picks up his dribble in the paint, kicks it back out. And Clint Bowman has got to be pleased with the patience here in this five-out motion, Brian.
Exactly right. And as he said, they're getting good looks on the outside and getting to the bucket. That's how they scored their first points.
With the basketball is Caleb White, top of the key, being guarded by Binion. Kicks it out to Landon Ash. Ash will back it out now. Swings it over left side in the hands of Brady Cummer. Dwinger, right side with it now. Ash back to Cummer. Three on the way, top of the key. It's long. Rebound knocked out of the hands or lost out of the hands of Blaine Ward. Goes out of bounds. Keep it with Jacksondell.
Jacksondell ran about a minute off the clock that time. It's 2-2. They're fine with that.
Eagles will inbound under their own basket. A little shell set up here as they run Brady Cummer to the right corner, but they're going to end up throwing it all the way out near the center court to Landon Ash. Dwinger with it way out on the left side of the perimeter. Now they swing it back to him. He had given it up, got it back, now gives it up again to Cummer, being guarded by Volz. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way by Caleb White, no good. This rebound is controlled by Blaine Ward. Blaine hands it off to Drew Volz, and here comes South Ripley. We're all tied up at two. We've played 2.5 minutes. Volz has it right side. Try to go inside to Henry. There's traffic in there. Henry spins, kicks it out to Ward. Three on the way, top of the key. Rims out. Offensive rebound to Johnson. Nope, he lost it, and Landon Ash comes away with it. Now Volz on the steal. Tied up. We've got a held ball, I believe. As both, we had Volz and one of the Eagles on the floor scrapping for it. And it looks like there is going to be a foul called. And it'll go against Landon Coleman. So he was the other player involved in the scrap there with Volz. Good hustle by both teams, Brian.
Yes, it was, and just what we'd expect.
South Ripley inbounds to Ward. He goes into Henry. One dribble through a triple team. His shot is blocked by Clark Dwinger, but a whistle and a foul is going to send Henry to the free throw line for two.
And that was on Clark Dwinger, his first. So two quick fouls on Jacksondell. Henry will be at the free throw line for two.
First matchup between these two teams, I should say, Caleb White had 22. He was the game's high scorer. Cole Henry makes his first free throw, puts South Ripley on top 3-2. Brian, both teams wearing orange shoestrings tonight. We'll talk about that when we get another break in the action. 4-2 as Henry makes good on both free throws. 5 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Jacksondell on the offensive attack in their five-out motion. Cummer has it, dribbles left, kicks it out to Coleman. Now it's Dwinger, left perimeter with it, goes on top into the hands of White. White drives, pulls up in the paint, shot no good, battles for his own rebound, but Cole Henry comes out of there with it, gives it off to Volz. Volz heading down to the right block, puts up the shot right side, no good. It goes out of bounds. They'll say keep it with South Ripley.
And you can see South Ripley trying to pick up the pace, getting up and down the court. Jacksondell good to work it. And as we said, each one of their drives trying to get right to the bucket.
Raiders to trigger it in under their own basket. They find Ward off a double screen. Shot fake, step left, three-pointer on the way, and he got it. Blaine Ward, 5 points so far. Raiders on top, 7-2. Jackson Dells, Caleb White has it. He goes out top to Cummer. Cummer drives to the right side, puts it up in the right block, and Cole Henry sends that ball into the bleachers, actually into the hallway on the far side. Keep it with Jackson Dell.
Guy is long and lanky. I don't know that I could get a shot up over him.
That's an emphatic block, Brian. Jackson Dell will throw it in underneath their own basket. They bring it out into the hands of Landon Ash going against Ward. Ash picks up his dribble, goes left side to Coleman. Back right side now into the hands of Coleman. Cummer drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Coleman left wing. They go cross court with the basketball and now give it back to Coleman, guarded by Henry. Coleman tries to get to the paint, and he kicks it out, and we will get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against the Raiders, Brian.
Yep, and I believe that'll be on Cole Henry. That's his first, just the first on South Ripley. Jackson Dell off to a 1-of-7 start from the field.
Just under 4 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Eagles trail by 5 with the basketball. They inbound under their own basket. They bring it out to Brady Cummer, bring it across to Dwenger. Clark has it, goes out on top to Coleman, back to Dwenger, left side. It's 5-out motion for Jackson Dell. No post player. They keep 5 guys on the perimeter. Caleb White, left side now. They do look for cuts down through the basket. South Ripley done a good job so far defending, but Jackson Dell does find an open player underneath. It's Landon Ash. He puts up a little left-hander over the front of the rim, and he got it. His first basket, 7-4, South Ripley on top.
And they're doing a good job of spreading that, like you said, and it's drawing Henry out of the paint so they can get some looks.
Blaine Ward comes off a screen on the right wing, and Ward catches and pops from 3, and he gets it. Ward has 5, make that 8 already in the contest, 10-4, South Ripley. 2 threes on the night for Blaine Ward. Jackson Dell goes inside to Dwenger. Dwenger up with a left hand from the left block over top of Henry, and Dwenger banks it home for 2. Make it 10-6. Henry up top of the key with the basketball, hands it off to Binion. Binion left side to Volts. Volts drives into the paint. Little runner up and good, and he got fouled. Freshman Drew Volts with a basket, and he'll go to the free throw line for the 3-point play.
That foul was on number 15. I say I looked up on the board. It's Caleb White. It's his first. And that'll be the 3rd on Jackson Dell.
Send Drew Volts to the free throw line. Drew had 6 in that first game between these two ball clubs. And, Brian, the orange shoestrings, what we're looking at there is teen dating violence prevention and awareness tonight. And the Crisis Pregnancy Center is here on hand, and they are painting faces and having a lot of fun tonight to raise awareness for the prevention of teen dating violence. And both teams wearing orange shoestrings tonight, orange ribbons on the cheerleaders' hair, and a real community event out here tonight. That free throw is up and good by Drew Volz, putting South Ripley on top 13-6 here in the first quarter. Jackson Dell on the offensive attack. Henry tried to get a hand on that pass, but a good job by Coleman to bring it in. Coleman brings it left side into the hands of Dwenger. Now they bring it all the way to the left perimeter to Carson Hughes, who has checked in. Top of the key, 3-point jump shot on the way by White, rims out. Rebound controlled by South Ripley. Volts will push. Hands it off to Ward. Ward to Henry. Henry dribbling toward the right block. Jumper up, no good. Rebound controlled by Jackson Dell. 2 minutes to play here in the quarter. Raiders on top by 7. Eagles with the basketball. Caleb White comes left side with it to Hughes. That's Cummer attacking toward the right block. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Volts. Volts out of there on the dribble, looking ahead to Johnson, and stolen by Dwenger. Dwenger gives it up. Here comes Cummer with the basketball. Flips it out to Carson Hughes. Now White has it at the free throw line. Going against Sipples, who has checked in. A little turnaround jumper by White, and he got it. Nice move by Caleb for his 4th point of the ball game. Jackson Dell cuts it to 8-5, I should say, 13-8.
Jackson Dell with just 2 turnovers to South Ripley's 1, so a good clean hat or quarter so far.
Ward left wing, lobs into Henry, left block. Henry, 1 dribble spin. Little jump hook over the front of the rim is good. 4 for Henry, Raiders on top by 7. Quickly, Jacksonville down the court, and White puts up a three right wing. No good. Rebound controlled by South Ripley. 1 minute to play here, and I'm not sure Clint Bowman liked that shot.
No, not at all. He wasn't happy with that one.
No doubt in your voice, Brian.
I can. He's still clapping right now.
Sipples left side tries to go into Henry. It's knocked away. Sipples gets it back. Kicks it to Ward. Ward puts up a three left wing. Rims out. Rebound control by Dwenger. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. South Ripley on top, 15-8. Jacksonville will walk it up. White, nope, Cummer brings it across the timeline to Dwenger. Brings it back to Carson Hughes. They go left side to Coleman. Coleman dribbling the basketball, and Ward on the steal. Ward in the passing lane takes it down with the right hand and lays it up and in. Blaine Ward, the first player in double figures with 10. Raiders on top, 17-8. 10 seconds to play. Jacksonville with the basketball. Getting into the paint is Landon Coleman. He puts up a shot, no good. Whistle and a foul. We'll see who this goes against, Brian.
Looks like that's going to be on Blaine Ward, his first, just a second for South Ripley. Jacksonville with three team fouls. I believe that's Dwenger. Is that Dwenger?
That's going to send Coleman to the free throw line to shoot two. Mason McNew checks in. Cole Henry will get a breather here with 8 seconds left in the quarter. Raiders on top, 17-8. Two shots here, and I think they subbed a bit quickly there. Can't go in until the second free throw. So both guys who checked in, that's Landon Ash and Mason McNew, will check back out until after this first free throw, Brian. Not that it makes a lot of difference because it's a dead ball after the free throw, but that's the way the rule is written. So Coleman to the free throw line. First one is on the way, and it's long, and now the subs will check in. And, Brian, we've got a score we want to watch in Southeast Indiana tonight, and that's Greensburg and East Central, which has a lot to do with the EIAC championship. And at the end of the first quarter, Greensburg a one-point lead over East Central, 10-9. Coleman's second free throw is up and good. His first points of the game. South Ripley inbounds with 7 seconds. Quickly Volts across the timeline all the way to the right block. Lays it up and in. Nice move by Drew Volts to get the basket, his fifth point. And South Ripley heads into the quarter break with a 19-9 advantage. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Come back with more right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehrings, Ison's Family Pizza, and SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC. Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples back with you. South Ripley on top 19-9 after quarter number one. Jacksonville with the basketball as we start second quarter action. Eagles have the ball in the hands of Caleb White, brings it around into the hands of Clark Dwenger. Gives it back out on top to Hughes. Now Dwenger at the top of the key, right side to Hughes. Hughes gets into the paint, finds Borgman on a cut. A little reverse layup put up by Borgman with the right hand, no good. And South Ripley comes out of there with the rebound. Jacksonville stays man-to-man. Ward with the basketball, sees a lane to the basket, goes left side, scoops it up and in. And Blaine Ward already with 12. In the ball game, Raiders on top, 21-9.
South Ripley now 7 out of 14 from the field, compared to Jacksonville's just 4 of 14.
Caleb White drives down the left side of the lane, and Caleb White gets it up and in, playing through contact. for his sixth point, and he is fouled, Brian.
And that foul's going to be on number 21, Drew Volz, his first, team's first of the second quarter.
We talked about Caleb White leading the way in that game in November, 49-46, a victory for Jacksonville. Caleb had 22 in that one. He's already got six, looking for point number seven, and he got it. Henry checks back in for South Ripley. Coleman checking back in for the Eagles, and it's 21-12, Brian. South Ripley on top. 7 minutes to play here in the half. South Ripley, four out, one in motion. They go inside to Cole Henry. Henry catches on the block. Jump hook up and in for two. Henry has six. Make it 23-12.
I believe somebody missed an assignment there because Coach Bowman is not happy again.
He was definitely open that time. Baseline to Comer. He looks inside. Nice pass in on the block to Clark Dwinger, and Dwinger off the glass for two. Makes it 23-14. Four for Clark. Jacksonville stays man-to-man. South Ripley gets it left side to Binion. Binion puts up a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound controlled by Brady Borgman, and here come the Eagles. Landon Ash goes right side with it to Dwinger. Now they get it over to Hughes. Hughes dribbling against Volz. Volz hits the deck, now gets back up. They bring it out on top, and it's in the hands of Coleman. Back to Hughes. Hughes finds Landon Ash on the cut. Ash falling out of bounds, tries to save it in, unable to do so, but it actually went off of South Ripley, so keep it with Jacksonville.
Must have went off of them early because that was actually a good play. I thought they threw it off of Jacksonville, but it will stay with the Eagles.
Yeah, he tried to save it in. Blaine caught it and threw it back off of him out of bounds, but they said it must have gone out of bounds first. Eagles throw it into Borgman. He has it taken away. Coming out of there with it is Drew Volz, and the Raiders on the attack. Give it up to McNew, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gives it back to Volz. Volz sees a lane to the basket. He gets into the paint. Puts up a shot from the right side, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And I think Drew's going to the free throw line to shoot two.
Looks like that foul's on number 20. Landon Coleman, his second, team's first. For a freshman, Volz gets to the bucket as well as I've seen anybody this year.
And he is looking to score tonight, Brian, as he's got his sixth point of the game. That matches his output in the first contest, and that was his first varsity game, too, his first high school basketball action in that game back in November. Second free throw on the way by Drew is good. A 73% free throw shooter coming in. He's 100% tonight, and he's got 7 points.
Big difference between the two teams. South Ripley 70% from the free throw line on the year to Jacksonville's 57.
Jacksonville with the basketball. They find Caleb White cutting inside. He finds a cutting Clark Dwinger right in front of the basket. Dwinger on the catch. His shot up and good, and he is fouled. Dwinger will go to the line attempting the three-point play.
That foul's on number 34, Mason McNew. His first, team second.
Makes it 25-16. The free throw no good. Rebound chased down by Drew Volz, and here come the Raiders. He looks ahead to Sipples. Sipples right wing. Sipples drives into the paint. Puts up a left-hand runner, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jacksonville. Dwinger brings it across the timeline for the Eagles. Left side with it into the hands of Caleb White. Back to Dwinger, right side of the key. Dwinger comes to Borgman, now left side. Eagles overloading one side of the floor. Now it's Dwinger on the right, spinning against McNew. Puts up a left-hand shot in the paint, gets his own rebound. Goes back up, no good. Tips it, no good. Rebounds again, no good. Still loose. This time McNew comes away with it. So four opportunities for Clark Dwinger. None would go, and the Raiders have the basketball. Clark's working hard in there, Brian. Just didn't get the results.
Yeah, going strong. It's just rolling out each time.
Drew Volz directing traffic. Takes it down the baseline to Sipples. He bounces it into Henry. He's double teamed on the left block. Henry trapped down there. Kicks it out to McNew. McNew fakes. Pulls up. Now gets it rid of it to Binion, right corner. Binion getting into the paint, picks up his dribble, takes it over to McNew, and Seve Beach says, we're a little discombobulated. Let's take a timeout here. Seve's going to take a 30. We'll take a 30. Be back with more right after this. South Ripley 25, Jacksonville 16 on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI. RBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Bruns Gutzweiler, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Timeout is over. Raiders with the basketball. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to play here in the first half. South Ripley on top by 9, 25-16. Blaine Ward, top of the key. Pulls up into the paint, kicks it out to Sipples, left side. Sipples will bring it back to Ward. The volleyball line. Ward dribbles left, now kicks it over into the hands of Binion. He finds Henry, top of the key. Henry trying to get to the rim, and he's fouled on his way there, Brian.
I believe that'll be on Clark Dwinger. That's his second. I've noticed the last two or three times that Southrup's gotten the ball to Henry, Jacksonville's come at him, but they just need to stay on him like they're hacking to foul him, and you don't want to put him in the free throw line, but you know they're building up fouls the same way.
They indeed are. The second of the quarter, as we have 4 minutes to play in the half. Ethan Johnson, we haven't called his name much tonight. He's got it out on the left wing. Finds Ward cutting down toward the left block. Ward will dribble it out of there and hand it off to Henry. Back out on top to Sipples. Sipples heads for the basket, and he's going to get called for steps, Brian.
It'll be the third turnover on South Ripley. So each team with three turnovers are still taking care of the basketball. South Ripley just knocking down a few more shots. And you look at, you talked about Ethan Johnson. You also have Brady Comer. Brady averaging 11 a game. Ethan averaging 7. Neither one of those have gotten a scoring column yet.
Very good point to talk about the struggles the Eagles are having offensively. They're getting good shots, Brian, just not getting things to go down. Caleb White, as an example, takes another drive to the basket. Caleb pulls up from the block on the left side, and Caleb puts it in. He now has 9 points to lead the Eagles, 25-18. Henry takes a handoff, pulls up from 15, and drains it. 8 points for Cole Henry. Make it 27-18. 3:15 to play in the half. With the basketball for Jacksonville is Carson Hughes being guarded by Ward to go right side over to Luke Simon. Simon scored a big 6 points in that first matchup inside to Dwinger. Dwinger spins, blocked out of there by Johnson, but they will say too much contact on that one, Brian, sending Dwinger to the free throw line.
That foul will be on Ethan. That's his first. That's the third on South Ripley. Dwinger will go to the line. It seems like each time Jacksonville does get a bucket, they've had to work really hard each time. South Ripley's able to answer right away, and it seems like the South Ripley buckets are a little bit easier each time.
And that can get demoralizing if you're on the Jacksonville side of that equation. First free throw up and good by Dwinger, a 61% free throw shooter coming in. Averages 10 points a game. He already has 7 in this one. Looking for number 8, and he got it. So Clark makes good on both free throws. Make it 27-20. Jacksonville staying within striking distance. 2:58 to play in the half. Drew Volz will bring it up for South Ripley after a substitution break. Drew goes left side to Binion. They try to go inside to Johnson. It's knocked away, but that'll be a foul against the Eagles, Brian.
I was marking a turnover on that one. I thought it was taken out of there. That foul will be on Luke Simon. His first, team's third. So both teams are 3-team fouls. You have 2:48 to go here, second period.
Blaine Ward set to throw the basketball inbounds under the South Ripley basket. Raiders always in a 1-4 deep on their inbounds. They lob it into Johnson. Kicks it out to Volz. Looking to get Henry on a screen. Here comes Blaine Ward off the down screen. Kicks it out to Volz. Volz into the paint. They swing the ball around to Johnson, right corner. Now Volz brings it all the way out to Binion. Top of the key, left side to Ward. Ward cross courts to Johnson. Johnson on the catch. Kicks it out to Binion. Binion drives into the paint. A little floater up, no good. There's Henry on the offensive glass, and Henry puts it back in for two. Henry in double figures with 10. 29-20, South Ripley on top. With the basketball is Luke Simon. Takes it over right side, now gets it back. Luke standing on the left side of the key. Again, takes it over right side to Coleman. They bring it left side into the hands of Caleb White. Now right side to Comer. Here comes Simon on a cut. Catches, spins into the paint. Ethan Johnson blocks his shot out of there. Here comes Volz looking down court to Johnson. Johnson catches, fakes. Shot up, no good. A foul, and Ethan will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Now fouls on Simon, so he's got two quick ones. That was a good job by Ethan Johnson. He gathered himself there, kind of a tough pass. Got it, went up, drew the foul.
Clint Bowman wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30 as well. 1:50 to play in the first half. South Ripley on top, 29-20 on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. South Ripley on top, 29-20. You hear the sounds of the South Ripley band under the direction of Ellen Fennell in the background as Ethan Johnson goes to the free throw line to shoot two for South Ripley, a 52% free throw shooter. No good on the first, Brian, trying to add to this 9-point South Ripley lead. Second free throw is good. Math works. Made one out of two.
I wasn't jinxing anything.
30-20. Raiders up by 10. Jackson Dell with the basketball. Carson Hughes has it. Swings it over to Coleman, left side, back to Hughes. Now they go all the way in the right side to Ash. Now they bring it left side back to Caleb White. White, nice cut on Brady Comer's part, and White hits him on a backdoor cut. Comer gets his first basket off the Caleb White assist. Eagles within eight, 30-22, 1:20 to play in the half. Blaine Ward off a ball screen, kicks it over to Henry. Now baseline to Volz, inside to Johnson. He's double-teamed, kicks it out. They swing it around to Ward. Ward drives to the basket, a little scoop shot up, and he spins it in off the backboard for two. 14 for Blaine Ward. Raiders on top by 10.
Both teams getting everything at the bucket this quarter. There's only been one three-pointer shot.
Jackson Dell finds Dwenger cutting toward the basket, and he will be called for a traveling violation. Give it right back to South Ripley. 56 seconds to play in the half. Raiders on top by 10. Halftime score to pass along. East Central on top of Greensburg, 17-13 in that battle for the EIAC championship.
That was the halftime?
Halftime.
Low scoring.
Volz with the basketball, hands it off to Binion. South Ripley may be content to play for one here, Brian. 33 seconds, and the Raiders in a 2-1-2. It's kind of what they use for their delay, but Jackson Dell content to let South Ripley hold this ball for the last possession of the half.
Not a better time to try it than now. Like we said, sectionals next week. Might as well get these things figured out.
15 seconds left in the half. South Ripley will start their offense. They hand it off to Volz. Volz dribbling out top to Ward, left wing. Ward wants to go inside to Henry. He's double team. Brings it over to Volz, right wing. Back to Hent, back to Ward. Ward drives into the paint. Scoop shot up, and he gets called for the traveling violation. Took one extra step there, Brian, with 0.6 seconds left. Jackson Dell will inbound under the Raider basket.
Probably had a shot just inside the free throw line.
There's a full court shot put up off the backboard. No good. And that buzzer signals the end of half number one, and the South Ripley Raiders go to the locker room with a 32-22 lead over the Jackson Dell Eagles. We'll take a timeout and come back with our halftime show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball Action on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples with you here at the half. It's the South Ripley Raiders with a 32-22 lead over the Jacksonville Eagles. The Raiders outscored the Eagles 19-9 in quarter number one. Both teams put 13 points on the board in the second quarter for this 32-22 South Ripley advantage. A dancing team performing here at the half, entertaining the fans tonight, Brian. And we've got a great crowd on both sides tonight as both these communities traditionally and continue to come out and support their basketball teams.
They do. It's always great when you play these games. It's always a big crowd, and as we said, I keep bringing this back up, but both teams heading into the sectional next week, there's not a better game to have before you go in than to play these two schools playing with the crowds. The players are used to it, and they're used to that pretty much all year anyway. They have really good crowds.
Brian, taking a look at the individual scoring here in the first half. First of all, for South Ripley, they're being led by Blaine Ward with 14 points, including 2 3-point shots in the first quarter. Cole Henry has 10 on the evening, 7 for Drew Volz, and 1 for Ethan Johnson. That's your 32 points for South Ripley. For Jacksonville, they're being led by Caleb White with 9. Clark Dwenger right behind with 8. 2 points for Landon Ash, 2 for Brady Comer, and 1 for Landon Coleman. That's your 22 points. I don't show the Eagles as making a 3 here in the first half, Brian.
Nope, you're right. I'm the same way. I have them 1 of 4. And as you look at the team stats, the shooting for Jacksonville, they are 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Have a 9 of 18 from twos. And as you mentioned, they're 0 of 4 from the three-point range. I just have them for 4 turnovers, though. My stat's unofficial, but I feel like both teams kind of taking care of the basketball. It's just a matter of who's hitting the shots or not. When you look at South Ripley, they are 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Have them 10 of 17 from twos. And they are just 2 of 5 from the three-point range. As we mentioned in that JV game earlier, there were 13 three-pointers made, and we're in this one at the half. Only been two made in the game so far. And I want to mention, too, again, if you didn't hear earlier, Jacksonville was victorious in that JV game. So congratulations to Jason Hughes and those JV Jacksonville players. They went 6-0 in the ORBC, and they're your conference champions for 2024.
Indeed. The other halftime score we passed along in what is a very low-scoring game, in a game that has significance in the Eastern Indiana Athletic Conference. It's the half. East Central, a 17-13 lead over the Greensburg Pirates. And Brian, go back and review again what significance that has in the EIAC.
Yes, it is. It's something I don't think I've seen in that conference in particular. It may have happened, but with a win tonight, Greensburg, they'll be your outright champions, as they will be 6-1. If East Central was to win tonight, that would knock Greensburg down to 2 losses. East Central would have 2. There would be a 3-way tie for first place. It would be Greensburg, Batesville, and East Central, all with 2 losses. So you'd have 3-way tie for first place. And should East Central lose tonight, as I said, Greensburg would be first. Then Batesville second, puts 3 teams then tied for third place. So East Central, with a win, can be first, but with a loss, will drop down and be in a 3-way tie. And that tie would be with Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. So, man, that's been, as you mentioned, a very competitive conference all year long. It's coming right down to the very last game.
And what's interesting about that, Brian, is most of those teams make up Class 3A Sectional 29. I believe it's 29, might be 28. It's Class 3A Sectional will be at Greensburg. Everybody but East Central, I believe, out of the EIAC is in that conference, is in that sectional.
Yes, you're right. And when you look at that, it starts on Tuesday night. Greensburg will play Rushville. Greensburg 15-7, Rushville 3-18. On Wednesday night, again, this is in that 3A up at Greensburg. Franklin County will play Connersville. First game Wednesday night. Second game will be Batesville and South Dearborn, in which South Dearborn beat Batesville here just a couple of weeks ago. And after the first game, Greensburg-Rushville, the winner will move on to play Lawrenceburg in that bye game on Friday night.
Very good. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'll Brian run down the other area sectional draws for you so you know what's coming up next week as we get into what I like to call the most wonderful time of the year.
Wow, I like that.
It's 32-22 South Ripley over Jacksonville at the half. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we say a word of thanks to Jim Williams back in the studio running the board for us tonight. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you at the half. South Ripley on top of Jacksonville, 32-22. Brian, both these teams have sectional action just next week. Tell us about these draws.
Yes, I will. You look at that 2A sectional, it's here at South Ripley. Five-team sectional on Tuesday night. It'll be North Decatur 12-9 playing Milan 2-18. Winner of that will advance on to Friday night where they'll play Switzerland County in that second game. The first game on Friday night will be South Ripley 11-9 against Hauser 16-5. That's going to be a dandy. So a lot of really good games, as we've mentioned, in all these sectionals. When you look at Edinburgh, sectional 60 for the 1A. Tuesday night, you have Morristown 3-17 against Southwestern of Shelby 3-16. Winner of that will advance to the Friday night, and they'll play Oldenburg, who is 10-10, who got the bye. On Wednesday night, it'll be Jacksonville 9-13 against Waldron 9-10. And in that second game, it'll be South Decatur 9-12 against Edinburgh 10-10. So a lot of good basketball. WRBI will bring you a lot of that coverage, so check the website and see what they got coming.
That is a great point, as we appreciate all the coverage brought to you by WRBI from all those tournaments. And the games they can't cover, you'll certainly be getting updates and scores. And, of course, Jim Williams will have all the final scores for you every morning after the ball games. And so stay tuned to the sports leader in Southeast Indiana. They'll keep you up to speed on everything going on with the boys' high school basketball sectionals across across the Southeastern Indiana communities. Just about ready to start second half action, Brian.
I'm still going with that most wonderful time of the year.
You like that?
Yeah, really like that.
Appreciate that.
Pulled that out of nowhere.
I'm very creative, right, Brian? So I think there's a song to that effect that's played around the December holidays, but we tend to think of it around March here in Southeast Indiana. South Ripley will get first possession here in half number two. Looks like both teams have starters out on the floor, and Eagles will stay man-to-man. Raiders go to Ward off a ball screen, gets it inside to Henry. Henry, one dribble off the glass and good. And, Brian, that is just flat hard to stop.
It is, and great job by Coach Beach. Set play right out of the half, and two quick points for the Raiders.
12 for Henry, 34-22, Raiders by 12. Eagles with the basketball. Top is Clark Dwinger. Dwinger reigns the first three of the game for the Eagles. I think he heard us talking about that, Brian.
Might have, and that's something they're going to have to do if they want to advance on through that sectional. So see Coach Bowman probably really pushing out here in the second half.
11 for Clark Dwinger, makes it 34-25. Ward with the basketball. Right wing to Henry. Henry out behind the three-point line, back to Ward. Ward wants a ball screen. Ward refuses it, goes in toward the middle, and draws contact, and that'll be a foul against the Eagles.
I believe that's going to go on Landon Ash. That'll be his first of the game. First team foul for Jacksonville here in the second half.
Brian, interestingly enough, Jacksonville has won five in a row in this matchup between South Ripley and Jacksonville. Am I right about that?
I believe you are. I didn't look back, but
South Ripley gets it inbound to Ethan Johnson. Johnson finds Ward cutting to the basket. Ward puts it up on the reverse layup with 2:16 for Blaine. With a basketball, Jacksonville on the right wing dribbling. Now they take it out into the hands of White. White gives it inside, now gets it back. White top of the key, driving to the block. Nice strong move by White. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the drive, Brian.
Yep, I believe that foul is going to go on Fultz. That'll be his second team's first of the quarter. I thought in that first half, South Ripley did a really good job with their man-to-man of not letting Jacksonville get to the middle like they wanted to, and that kind of slowed things down. But this time, this possession, Jacksonville got right there.
Landon Ash catches the inbound pass, brings it over to Coleman. Coleman driving against Henry, takes him to the paint, puts up a shot, and Henry swats it out of there. Ethan Johnson comes away with the basketball, gets it off to Volts. Volts down in the corner, gives it up to Bennion, back to Volts. Volts driving, tries to go inside to Johnson. Nice pass. Ethan puts it up from the left block, no good. But he is fouled, and Ethan Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
I'm trying to see Caleb White. His second team, second here in the third.
36-25. Ethan Johnson looks to add to that. Cannot. Goes off the back of the rim. 52% free throw shooter coming in. Was 1-for-2 heading to the line. Math says he will make this one, Brian. It is up, and it is good.
Right.
Never doubt math. 2 points for Ethan Johnson on the night. Raiders go back on top by 12. That was said by a former math teacher, Brian.
I try to stay away from those sayings that seem to get us in trouble this year.
Top of the key to Caleb White. White drives into the paint, gets rid of to Landon Ash. Ash puts a little floater up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Ward chases it and saves it back in under the Eagles' basket. Now here comes Coleman on the drive into the paint. Stops, steps through, shot up. Good, but wave it off as a traveling violation was called prior to the shot. Might have been a little late on that whistle, but it was a travel.
I couldn't hear it through our headset. I never did hear the whistle, but I did see the motion. So that's the fifth turnover on Jacksonville, first of the second half.
Raiders the ball in a 12-point lead. Volts driving to the right side. Volts gets it into the block. Up and good for Drew Volts. 9 for Drew on the evening. 39-25. Jacksonville. Caleb White has the ball. Brings it over to Cummer. Back now to Dwinger. Top of the key. Guarded by Johnson. Dwinger, two dribbles. Picks it up. Swings it over to Cummer. Cummer sees a lane to the basket, but it's taken away by Bennion. Bennion ahead to Volts. Volts up for the right side. No good on the layup. Good defense by Coleman, and here come the Eagles. Landon Ash has the basketball. Gives it over to Dwinger, right baseline. Dwinger swings it out top of the key to White. White drives into the paint, kicks it out to Cummer. Cummer now swings it over to Coleman, left side. Coleman gives it up on the baseline to Ash, and the Eagles will reset. They come out top to Cummer. Cummer drives into the paint, a little fadeaway jumper. Bounces all over the rim and rolls in. He got the friendly roll. Fourth point for Brady Cummer, make it 39-27, Raiders by 12.
Jacksonville's getting those looks each time Henry has to be drawn out to pick up his man. So when he's in there, it's a lot of trouble for Jacksonville.
Henry gets it left wing. He takes off for the block, picks up his dribble, spins, and a turnaround jump shot is good. Give Cole Henry 14, and Seti Beach wants a timeout. It'll be a 30. We'll take a 30 as well. 4:28 to play in quarter number three. Raiders on top, 41-27 on Country 103.9 WRBI.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment. Rob Moorhead, Brian Sample back with you. Timeout is over, 41-27. Raiders on top by 14. Jackson Dell with the basketball. They bring it over right side to Carson Hughes, who's checked in. Lost the handle for a minute, gets it back, and now Brady Cummer brings it over to Dwenger. Dwenger goes inside to Coleman against Henry. Coleman spins. Henry goes up. Coleman, a nice jump hook over the top of Henry. Coleman, his third point on the night, his first field goal, make it 41-29.
He worked that, had good patience, kept his feet under him, and scored right over Henry.
Blaine Ward with the basketball. Ward directing traffic, hands it off to Benyon. Now Henry between the circles, left side to Johnson. Johnson looking for Ward and finds him. Ward lobs it inside to Henry. Henry catches, right block, shot blocked. Goes out of bounds. Keep it with South Ripley.
That was Coleman, I believe, on that block, wasn't it?
Coleman did a nice job defensively. It was a double team, but you're right, Brian. Coleman was the one able to get hands on that basketball. A couple of substitutions for the Eagles. Brady Borgman checks back in. South Ripley inbounding under their own basket, looking for Henry on the lob. A beautiful pass, and Henry catches and drops it in. 16 for Cole Henry. That's a tough play to stop. 43-29. Raiders on top by 14 with 3.5 to play in quarter number three. Jackson Dell brings it to Brady Borgman, right wing. Borgman gets it out top into the hands of Landon Ash, guarded by Ward. Kicks it out to Coleman. They swing it all the way around the left side into the hands of Carson Hughes. Now they go right side with it to Coleman on the baseline. He goes against Henry and dribbles it all the way out to the top of the key. Good patience by the Eagles. Dwenger has it now into the paint, puts it up with the left hand and knocks it down. Nice job by Clark Dwenger to get his 13th point. They have 43-31. Eagles just hanging around that 12-point mark, Brian.
Yes, they got to find a way here before the end of the period to probably get that down under double digits if they're going to have a chance in that final quarter.
Ethan Johnson catches right wing, lets a three fly, no good, but Blaine Ward there to get the rebound. He brings it out and resets the offense for South Ripley. With the basketball is Volts. Volts attacking, kicks it over to Ward. Ward's wide open, left wing, three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Dwenger. Dwenger gets it ahead to Brady Borgman. Brady picks it up left wing, takes it down to the baseline into the hands of Ash. Ash being guarded by Ward. Ash driving, and we got a whistle and a foul, and that'll go against South Ripley.
I believe they're going to get Blaine Ward for that. I have him for two, and that'll be the second team foul on the Raiders here with 2:09 to go. Both teams with two team fouls.
Mason McNew checks into the ball game to give Cole Henry a breather. 2:09 to play here in quarter number three, 43-31 in favor of South Ripley. Eagles inbound under their basket. Carson Hughes, top of the key. They go left side to Brady Borgman. Back on top to Hughes, right wing now, all the way baseline to Coleman. Three on the way from there, no good. Rebound controlled by Benyon. Benyon to Volts, and Volts pushing tempo. Gets it all the way down to the paint, now backs it out right side wing, and they'll bring it out back out. It's Benyon handing off to Volts. Volts on the dribble. Gets it into the paint. Nice bounce pass to Ethan Johnson. Shot fake. Up and good. Nice job by Ethan off the assist from Volts.
Yeah, and that was a good take by Volts across the baseline. Drew the defender. Johnson holding his spot underneath.
3 points for Ethan Johnson. Raiders back on top by 14. Borgman has it. Swings it over to the right wing for the Eagles. Into the hands of Carson Hughes. Tries to go inside to Dwenger. It's knocked away and stolen by McNew. Ward ahead to Nice play by South Ripley. Ward finds Binion, and Binion drops it off to Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson lays it in as the Raiders share the basketball and take a 47-31 lead. And Clint Bowman wants a timeout with 1:08 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back with more right after this. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
Do you know a student pursuing a career in the medical field? If so, Margaret Mary Health is now accepting applications for their scholarship program. To qualify, students must go to school full-time and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. Applications are due by March 29th. For more information or to print an application, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org and click on their News and Events page.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
As we went to break, Ethan Johnson had put in his sixth point of the game off a nice pass from senior Gavin Binion. The two seniors here on senior night combined for that basket, and South Ripley goes on top 47-31. Rob Moorhead along with Brian Samples. And Brian, South Ripley trying to pull away in this one.
Yes, and they have here in this third quarter sort of opened things up. We're used to seeing both of these teams fire away, shooting the threes. Jacksonville, or South Ripley, just 2 of 7. Jacksonville, 1 of 6. And both of them shot 2 each in this period, and 2 of them were air balls. So struggles from the threes, but that is attributed to their defense.
Jacksonville with the basketball on the offensive attack goes Brady Cummer. Driving down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good, but Brady was fouled, so he's going to go to the line for free throws.
That foul's going to be on Bryson Sipples, who just checked back into the game. His first, team's third.
Cummer to the free throw line. He's a 61% free throw shooter on the year. No good on that one. Brady averages 11 points a game, Brian, only 4 in this contest. Last time these two teams played, he had 12. Makes good on free throw number 2. Give him 5 on the evening. Cuts the lead to 15 for South Ripley.
And he's one that likes to shoot the 3 as well. And South Ripley's done a really good job of not giving that to him.
Raiders going to go with this 2-1-2 delay again, Brian, as they try to play for the last shot here of the half, of the third quarter, I should say. Clock at 35 seconds. Binion has it. Guarded closely by White. Binion now kicks it out to Sipples. Sipples on the dribble, way out high. Now kicks it back to Binion. Down to 24 seconds. Raider crowd clapping along, knowing what's going on here as the Raiders get it down to 15 seconds. Sevy Beach shots instruction from the sideline. Gets guys where he wants them. Going to get a high ball screen for Volts. He kicks it out in the corner. 3 on the way by Sipples. Blocked. Henry gets the rebound. Step back, no good. Sipples battling. Gets the rebound with 4 seconds left. They will say a held ball. And the alternating possession gives it over to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, go ahead, Brian. They need a bucket right here.
And they need to go the length of the floor to get it. Ethan Johnson will check in for defense here, replacing Binion. Eagles inbound under the Raider basket. They get it in on the dribble. A crossover to Landon Ash. Long 3 on the way. No good. I thought that might bank home, Brian, but it did not. And as the buzzer sounds to end quarter number 3, the South Ripley Raiders hold on to a 47-32 advantage. We'll take a 60-second timeout, come back with fourth quarter action right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And tonight's game brought to you by Bruns Gutzweiler, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Raiders on top by 15 as we start fourth quarter action, 47-32. South Ripley gets the basketball first, and Jacksonville comes out with a 1-3-1 trap. Blaine Ward has the basketball far side, gives it over to Sipples. Sipples splits the defense, throws it back out to Ward, and throws it out of bounds. There's a turnover. And, Brian, we've got a score. At the end of three quarters, the East Central Trojans on top of Greensburg, 29-24.
Probably just what we figured. I figured that one would come right down to the very end.
And it's going to. Dwinger with the basketball as South Ripley stays man-to-man. Cummer takes it over to Brady Borgman. Brady drives into the paint, kicks it out to Coleman. I don't think Brady realized how open he was. He gets it on top to Cummer. Kicks it out to White, left baseline. White driving against Ward, gets around him, shot fake. Puts the shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul, Brian. And that'll send White to the free throw line to shoot two.
The foul was on Mason McNew. I thought that was on Sipples. He looked like he was there. That'll be the second and the first foul of the Raiders here in the fourth period.
Nine for Caleb White as he goes to the free throw line, and he has reached double figures, making the first one. He's a 65% free throw shooter, has 10 tonight. He joins Clark Dwinger in double figures for the Eagles. Blaine Ward and Cole Henry each have 16 for South Ripley. That free throw no good. Rebound controlled by Henry. Blaine Ward will walk it up for South Ripley. Eagles will go back to the 1-3-1 trap. Ward goes inside to Johnson. Cross court to McNew on the baseline. Finds a cutting Sipples. Sipples splits the defense, lays it up for his first basket of the night.
I'll tell you what, that was a great job by Sipples of meeting the pass right there. That was going to be a layup on the other end for Jacksonville.
Cummer gets it inside to Coleman. Coleman on the right block puts it up, no good. But another foul against South Ripley will send Jacksonville to the free throw line once again.
I believe they'll get McNew again, so now that's his third. Team second real quick here in this final period.
First free throw on the way, no good. Off the back iron. Landon Coleman has 3 points on the night, looking to get point number four. Landon averages 6 points a ball game. Second free throw on the way, and he missed them both. Rebound control by Volts. Drew Volts has played very well for South Ripley tonight, Brian. He's 1 point away from double figures.
Yes, I'm still very impressed with him.
Ward gets around a defender. Coleman driving toward the basket, but got a whistle and a foul. I believe that one will go against Coleman on the common foul.
That'll be his third, team's first. Jacksonville just 6 of 13 now from the free throw line tonight. So giving away those points,
Ward
easy ones.
I'm sorry, Brian. No, Ward catches the inbounds, gets it over to Johnson. Hands it off to Volts. Volts looking inside to Henry. Knocked away. Cole able to get it back, and we got a whistle and a held ball. And the alternating possession gives it over to Jacksonville. They've gotten a couple of turnovers out of this 1-3-1 trap.
They have, and it looks like it surprised South Ripley just a little bit. They've got some diagonal looks, but it doesn't look like they got enough on the ball. They're just kind of floating it. Jacksonville right in those lanes.
Raiders holding on to a 16-point advantage. Eagles try to cut into that with a 3-pointer by Cummer, but it's no good. And on the rebound, Brian, yet another foul. This one will go against Jacksonville as Ethan Johnson grabbed that rebound.
That'll be Caleb White. That's his third. So each team with two team fouls here in the fourth.
And we've played just a little over a minute and 30 seconds here in quarter number four. Raiders holding on to a 16-point lead. Ward gets the pass, takes it down on the block to Henry. Henry, one dribble and a two-hand slam on the baseline for Cole Henry. 18 for Cole. 51-33, Raiders up by 18.
I think they figured out the trap.
I think they did. That's where you want to get it as Brady Cummer on the other end drives baseline. Shot up and good, and Brady is fouled.
Jacksonville doing a good job of getting to the rim this fourth period. A foul will go on Wayne Ward, his third, team's third.
Cummer has 7 points on the night, looking for number eight, and he left it short. Cole Henry grabs the rebound for the Raiders. Gets it off to Drew Volz. Raiders on top by 16, 5:45 to play. Henry open in the corner for three. It's short. Rebound taken out of there by Simon. Simon on the dribble, brings it down court, gives it off to White, left side. White double teamed there, picks up his dribble, tries to throw it off of Mason McNew, but instead his coach bails him out with a timeout. Good job by Clint Bowman. A 30-second timeout to save the possession for Jacksonville. 5.5 to play in the game. Raiders on top, 51-35. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Ison's Family Pizza, and Fleetwood Chevrolet. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Clint Bowman's timeout is over. Jacksonville inbounds under their own basket, trailing by 16. They get it in, but it's stolen out of there by Mason Ganu. Goes ahead to Henry. Henry spins, goes into the lane, shot up, and he got it, and he was fouled. Cole Henry, his 20th point of the night, going to go to the line for 21, Brian.
And I'll be on Clark Dwinger. That's his third, team's third. He got that on a continuation. Good job of running underneath that pass from Mason McNew.
South Ripley turning defense into offense. Henry goes to the line. A 72% free throw shooter rolls it in. Henry, the game's leading scorer with 21. And the Raiders have opened up a 19-point advantage, 54-35.
Jacksonville has a long way to go to work back in this one. They're only 1 of 9 from the three-point line tonight.
White has it, goes inside to Comer. Comer gets around. Bennion puts it up and in, and Comer is going to go to the line for the three-point opportunity.
I was on Binion. Those officials are reporting those, and I can't see it.
I was waiting on you there, partner.
Like, I cannot see it.
I had some serious wait time going there.
You did good.
Free throw is up and good to complete the three-point play. Make that 10 points now on the night for Brady Comer, who's reached double figures, 54-38. South Ripley on top by 16. Drew Volts with the basketball. Throws it out to Binion. Jacksonville's gone back man-to-man. Bennion gets it over to Ward, but it's knocked away and stolen. Caleb White gets the steal. White gets into the paint, spins, shot up, no good. Rebound by Jacksonville, and the putback by Brady Comer is up and good. And Clint Bowman wants a timeout as the Eagles cut it to 54-40.
That's a different kind of tee, Rob.
Oh, my bad. As Clint Bowman is going to get called for a technical foul on that one, Brian. I heard the whistle and saw the signal. I thought Bowman called a timeout after the shot went in.
Nope. They took the drive to the bucket. They missed the foul call there, but the rebound went right to Jacksonville. They still got the 2 points, but Clinton had already had a few words with the official.
Cole Henry goes to the free throw line for South Ripley to shoot the technical free throws and misses the first one to the delight of the Eagle fans in attendance. Clint is frustrated, Brian.
Yeah, he has been all evening. First quarter got started out slow, weren't making the shots. South Ripley kind of opened things up right away, and it's kind of been an uphill battle ever since.
Cole Henry makes good on the second of the technical free throws. Cole now has 22 on the night and puts the Raiders on top by 15, 55-40. South Ripley gets the ball also after the technical, and Drew Volts gets it in the backcourt. Drew across the timeline hands it off to Blaine Ward. Ward gets it out to Henry, right side. Ward between the circles. Blaine getting into the paint. A floater up, and he got it. Blaine Ward has 18 on the night. 57-40. Raiders by 17. Comer quickly down court. Goes straight to that right block again. And he gets fouled again, Brian. And he'll go back to the free throw line to shoot two more.
So this is his third straight attempt where he's taking it straight to the bucket. Two of those were three-point plays. And now this is going to be the two free throws.
Foul goes against Bennion, right?
Yes, sir. That's his second.
Brady Comer, first free throw on the way, and he got it. Give him 13 on the night. Averages 11 points a game. Got his average, looking for a little more, and left that one short. Rebound taken down by Blaine Ward. Raiders with the ball and a 16-point advantage. Volz has it. Out top for South Ripley. Goes right side to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Blaine Ward. Raiders running a little four-out, one-in motion. With the basketball out top, it's Blaine Ward between the circles. Goes right side to McNew. McNew on the right wing gets it off to Volz. Volz gets inside to the block. A little step-through move. Can't get the shot to go down. Rebound controlled by Jacksondell. Here comes Comer with it. Sprints it down court. Gets it out to Dwenger. Three on the way. Left wing. No good. Make it right wing. No good. But an offensive rebound to White. White throws it inside to Coleman. His putback no good. But he is fouled. And Coleman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
That foul will be on Drew Volz. That's his third. And Jacksondell having all kinds of chances at the free throw line. Only hit about 50% of them right now.
First one on the way is good this time by Landon Coleman. Give him 4 points on the night, but he has struggled from the charity stripe tonight. I have him 2 for 5 now, Brian.
Yes, that's what I have.
See if Landon can get to 50% here on 3 for 6, and he does. Got the shooter's roll on that one. Gives him 5 points on the night, cuts the lead to 14, 57-43. Volz brings it up for South Ripley, hands it off to Ward. Blaine dribbling in, fakes the spin, now gets to the left block and has it knocked out of his hands by Caleb White, but White stepped out of bounds. Keep it with South Ripley.
Good defensive play, kept his hand on top of the ball, almost got that turnover, but it'll stay at the Raiders.
Caleb White and Blaine Ward being talked to by Steve Corrier, maybe a little extracurricular after that particular play. And now Blaine Ward will throw it inbounds for the Raiders. Raiders go 1-4 deep. They throw it into Johnson. Out to Volz, left wing. 3:24 to play. They go inside to Henry. Henry left block. Power dribble. Shot up. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back good by Cole Henry. Henry has 24 now for South Ripley. And a full timeout taken by Seve Beach. As the Raiders are on top by 16 with 3 minutes and 18 seconds left to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back with more right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. 3 minutes and 18 seconds left to play in this one. South Ripley on top, 59-43. The other game we've been talking to you about is Greensburg East Central. 4 minutes left in the contest. The Pirates have gone on top, 32-31, Brian, in a game that has significance in the EIAC.
Sure does. We've never seen anything like that. That thing's going to stack up tight.
I guess, Scott, my next update, 47 seconds left. EC is on top, 38-37 with the basketball. Timeout is over. Jacksondell has it. Brady Comer comes off a ball screen, dribbles to his right, and pulls up and scores. And Brady Comer, having himself a second half, cuts it to 59-45. He's got 15 here in the ball game, 13 of those in the second half. Mason McNew catches it on the right baseline for South Ripley. And Mason McNew drains the three-point shot to put the Raiders back on top by 17. And once again, here goes Comer. Comer drives it in, puts up a layup, no good. It rolled off the rim. Coleman grabbing the rebound, but he is tied up. And the alternating possession gives it back to the Raiders with 2:41 to play.
Both of these teams heading into their sectionals next week. The scorers are getting their points. I think it's going to be the other players when you look down through who's going to pick up the rest of that for them to help get them over the top.
South Ripley with the basketball. McNew has it again on the right wing. Finds Henry cutting to the basket. And Cole Henry lays it up for two. Henry has 26 Make it 64-45, South Ripley. 2:15 to play. Eagles with the basketball. Coleman puts up a three from the right wing. Rims out. Henry grabs the rebound for the Raiders. Hands it off to Volts. And South Ripley will take their time. Raiders across the timeline. Drew Volts. Not a lot of pressure being applied on Drew. And just going to stand out near half court. Now he goes on the attack. And he'll pull it back out as we're inside 2 minutes to play. Blaine Ward has it. Out near the center circle now on the right side of the floor. Being guarded by Carson Hughes. Blaine Ward swings it over. Baseline to Johnson. He tries to go back to Ward. Ward can't handle the pass. Now Ward chases it into the backcourt after it was deflected by Jacksonville. Ward able to pick it up in the backcourt. And then he is fouled. And I believe that's going to be, is that going to be just four on Jacksonville, or is that now five?
The scoreboard, I think, is quicker. They get that up there. Now it's five. I was looking earlier, and they already had one up on me. That foul was on Hughes. That's his first.
So Blaine Ward will go to the free throw line, looking for his 19th point. First one leaves it short. 73% free throw shooter is Blaine Ward. Averages 17 points a game. He's got 18 in this one. 1:35 to play. If Ward can connect here, he'll put the Raiders on top by 20. Second free throw on the way, and missed them both. That one rimmed out. Rebound control by Dwenger. Here come the Eagles ahead to Brady Borgman. Borgman drives to the basket, gets it back. Borgman puts up a three right wing. No good. Ward on the rebound. Blaine comes out of there on the dribble. Blaine drives it, throws it up, and is fouled. And Blaine Ward will go back to the free throw line to shoot two more.
That foul will be on Landon Coleman. That's his fourth.
1:22 to play. Blaine Ward makes good on free throw number one. Give him 19 in the contest. Dylan Jesse going to check in for South Ripley. Cole Henry will check out. That'll be the end of Cole Henry's night. He'll get a round of applause from the Raider fans with 1:22 left to play. Henry will go to the bench. I believe I got him for 26 on the night.
That's what I have, so we're either both wrong or we're both right.
We're going to go with both right tonight.
I think so.
26 for Cole Henry, following up that 37-point performance against Rising Sun on Tuesday. Blaine Ward to the free throw line. The second one is up and good. And Blaine Ward will check out as Sipples checks in, and Blaine Ward gets 20. First meeting, Cole Henry had 16, Blaine had 14 tonight. They both increased those totals, 26 for Cole, 20 for Blaine. 66-45, Raiders by 21. Jacksonville goes inside to Dwenger, being guarded by Johnson, and Johnson swats the shot away from Dwenger. Keep it with Jacksonville with 108 to play. Brogan Buchanan checks in. Senior Ethan Johnson gets a nice round of applause from the Raider faithful. Ethan put in 6 points on the night for the South Ripley cause, and he'll check out.
Looks like Clark Dwenger, his evening is over as well, I believe.
Dwenger will head to the bench with 13 on the night for the Jacksonville Eagles. Eagles inbound out of their own basket. Brady Borgman has it, swings it around into the hands of Landon Ash. Ash splits two defenders, puts up a left-hand shot, no good. Rebound to Buchanan, to Volts, to Dylan Jesse, up with a layup left side, no good. Rebounded by Simon. Simon across the timeline with 45 seconds. Gets it back top of the key. Right side to Ash. Baseline to Borgman, back to Ash with 35 seconds left to play. They go left wing with a basketball, now back on top to Ash. Three-pointer on the way by Borgman. Back rim, no good. Rebound controlled by McNew with 25 seconds left, and the Raiders may be able to dribble that out, and it looks like that is exactly what's going to happen. South Ripley will end the regular season with a 13-9 record heading into sectional play. Jacksonville will fall to 9-14 as we're down to 10 seconds. Drew Volts dribbling the basketball. Over next to the official, Steve Corrier, down at 4. You will hear a buzzer in the background, and there it is. And the South Ripley Raiders defeat the Jacksonville Eagles by a final score of 66-45. We're going to take a timeout and come back with our post-game show right after this You're listening to high school boys basketball action on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Place moves fast. Place moves fast.
Energy services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Unleash precision at Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School for our post game show as the South Ripley Raiders get a 66-45 victory over the Jacksonville Eagles, avenging the loss on the first game of the season. So these two teams split the season series, and South Ripley breaks a five-game losing streak to the Jacksonville Eagles. Raiders go to 13-9 on the year as they head into postseason play next Friday night against the Hauser Jets. The Jacksonville Eagles fall to 9-14 as they head into sectional action next Wednesday night against Waldron. One other score to pass along, two other scores to pass along. North Decatur Chargers get a 69-29 victory over Southwest Shelby tonight as they'll get ready to take on Milan on Tuesday night in the opening game of the sectional right here at South Ripley. And Brian, in that EIAC matchup we've been following, they have gone to overtime, 39-39 between East Central and Greensburg as they play for a conference championship.
And wouldn't that be fitting that it's as implications of three teams being tied for first, and they're going to take that into overtime and make everybody wait a little longer?
No doubt about it. And we will, if we get more updates during the post-game show, we will most certainly pass them along. In the case that that does not happen, stay tuned to WRBI, and Jim Williams will be able to give you those scores. If not tonight, we'll certainly get those for you as time moves along. Looking at this ball game tonight, South Ripley led at all the stops, 19-9 after quarter number one, 32-22 at the half, 47-32 after three quarters, and then the final 66-49. South Ripley was led tonight by 26 points from their 6'7 junior, Cole Henry. He averages 21 a game, got 26 tonight. Blaine Ward gets 20 for South Ripley. Then it was Drew Voltz with 9, Ethan Johnson with 6, Mason McNew with 3, and Gavin Benyon with 2. That's the 66 points for the South Ripley Raiders. As I run down their scoring, we are joined at this time by the victorious head coach of the South Ripley Raiders, Sevy Beach. Coach Beach, congratulations on a big victory to end the regular season.
Thank you, appreciate it. It was hard fought. Another, two good team wins this week.
Indeed, the Raiders are playing well right now, led by your 1-2 scoring punch. Cole Henry gets 26, Blaine Ward gets 20. Both those juniors played great minutes for you tonight.
Yeah, they did their thing, both games this week, and it's really fun to see that, just the dynamics of that play out and just see how good they are, and when they keep things simple, just how fun it can be to watch. But, overall, again, good team effort for us tonight, against obviously the biggest rival in Jacksonville, and we owed them, from the Turkey Shootout. So, really happy with the guys across the board. you know, everybody gave us good minutes. Super happy to be able to close out the regular season with for Gavin and EJ getting a win against the Eagles.
Indeed. And you talk about Gavin and EJ. EJ got 6 points tonight. That's Ethan Johnson. Gavin did not get in the scoring column. Plays hard for you. Plays a good floor game, defends well, and those two seniors have been a big part of your program, Coach.
Yeah, they've been a big part, and you know, like we said in pregame, they do a lot that doesn't show up, you know, in these stats that we're talking about right now. You know, Gavin, he got a couple open shots. You know, he had a drive, just couldn't get one to go in. You know, I hate that for him, but he doesn't let it go to him. You know, last year he would have let that bother him a little bit and bother his defense. It's where he's growing up a little bit this year, and he doesn't let that affect him. He just goes back and does what he can to get it back on the defensive end for us. And EJ, you know, hard-fought battle for him tonight. It was awesome to see him guard multiple guys and contest at the rim and go get the rebound after that. Just good second efforts. You know, couldn't be more proud of those two guys.
Coach Brian and I talked during the course of the broadcast about the play of 5'9 freshman Drew Volz. Not only did he get 9 points for you tonight, he handles the ball so much. He was controlling tempo. You can see a big difference in his game from early in the year to now.
Yeah, he's grown tremendously, you know, and even missing 3 or 4 weeks here. But it's just we're different with him on the floor. You know, it's obvious. You know, he's super smart kid, so hard-nosed, doesn't care to stick his nose in there against, you know, 6'7" or whatever. You know, he just battles. He's the definition of what you would call a competitor. You know, it's a guy you'd love to have on your team, but a guy you hate to play against. You know, and him pushing it and being as unselfish and his court awareness and court vision to get the ball to guys on time, on target, so they can do their thing with it is just fantastic and really, really helps us.
Coach, now you've got a week to prepare as records go back to 0-0 now. A week to prepare as the postseason starts next week. First things first, you got to be happy to be hosting that right here in your home gym.
Yeah, ecstatic to be hosting that, you know, especially with the draw of, you know, us and Hauser going to be going at it. You know, I think we're pretty similar teams. We've got a little bit more size, but other than that, you know, we're pretty similar to each other, and it's going to be a heck of a 32 minutes with them next Friday. You know, they're coming in at 17-6. They're going to be hungry to get back in the win column. You know, and we're going to have to really show up. They're going to be, you know, they've got us circled from back in December, so we're going to have to be ready to go. We've got some things from Tuesday and tonight that we've got to shore up a little bit, or they'll give us fits next week. So we're going to have to be ready to go, but glad we got a full week to prepare for them.
What's this week look like for you and the Raiders, Coach, as you get ready for sectional action?
Yep, we'll, you know, enjoy this one. We've just like everybody, you know, the sickness is going around. We'll take tomorrow and Sunday, you know, off Sunday, obviously. Tomorrow, super light. You know, Monday, get a lot of shots up, and then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll really hammer out everything we possibly can to figure out the Jets and, you know, how to stop them, as well as what we think we might be able to take advantage with them. But, you know, these next couple of days will be light, try to get everybody healthy and rested. That way we're coming in fresh on Friday night next week.
Looked like you came out healthy tonight, and like we talked about in the pregame show, you're as healthy as you're going to be now for the remainder of the season. That's got to feel good after the injuries you guys have been through.
Yeah, it was something else trying to piece those holes together for a few weeks. You know, I think this is, like you said, the healthiest that we're going to be, the healthiest that we have been, I think, since the Switzerland County game. So it's great to have everybody back, and we're able to get a rotation and spell guys a couple minutes. You know, we were able to even get, you know, Cole and Blaine a minute and a half and a couple different quarters, which hasn't been happening over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, you don't want to just run those guys ragged. So it's nice to be able to get back to that good seven-man rotation, you know, potentially an eighth, depending on what's going on. So definitely nice to be able to get back to, you know, being healthy again.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here in the post-game show. Congratulations on the 13th win of the season. Raiders go into postseason play 13-9, finish 5-1 in the conference. It's a good season, and I know now you turn your attention and are ready to get started here in the postseason.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's been a fun year. You know, proud of the guys and looking forward to the fun week that sectional is next week.
Coach Beach, thank you very much for your time at Sevy Beach. Head coach of the South Ripley Raiders. His Raiders get a 66-45 victory over Jacksonville tonight as they close out the regular season with their 13th victory. Brian, before that interview, I ran down the individual scoring for South Ripley. Let me run down the individual scoring for Jacksonville. They put three players in double figures tonight, led by Brady Comer with 15, followed up by Clark Dwenger with 13 and Caleb White with 10. Rounding out the scoring for the Eagles, Landon Coleman had 5 and Landon Ash had 2. In case you didn't catch it earlier, leading scorer in the ballgame is Cole Henry for South Ripley with 26, followed by Blaine Ward with 20, Drew Volts with 9, 6 from Ethan Johnson, 3 from Mason McNew, and 2 from Bryson Sipples. Brian, take a look at it from the team statistical standpoint.
All right, Rob, thank you. For Jacksonville, and it's kind of indicative of the way the game went and something they really need to work on.
That's mentioned a big word for you, Brian.
I know, but
indicative.
Like,
I really appreciate that.
I listen to you guys. I'm like, I have to have a big word every once in a while. I'm going to get booted.
That's 4 syllables.
See, now I can't even think. I said a big word, and I'm out now.
I'm sorry. And you were making such a good point, but I had to give you a hard time.
I know. Coach Bowman, though, he mentioned their first 17 games, how they had shot the three, but they were really turning the ball over. Then it went the complete opposite. They were couldn't hit the three, 18% tonight. They go 1 of 12
wow.
for just 8% from the three.
And that's not typical for a Jacksonville team. It really isn't.
Not at all. And they only turned the ball over about 10 times. So, they're still on that pace, which turning the ball over, that's great. But, they got to start knocking down those shots. From twos, I had them 15 to 33 for 45%. And something else goes right along with their season. Their free throws, they were 10 of 18 for just 55%. So, to get through that sectional next week, those are some of the things they're going to have to take care of. When you look at South Ripley, they are 22 of 34 from twos for 65%. 3-11 from threes, 27%. And at the free throw line, they were 11 of 14 for 78%. And I had them for 10 turnovers as well. I'm sure I missed one here or there, very unofficial. But, both teams, that was the game to get you set for next week. Now they got to roll. They got to fix a few things. Try to get it rolling again next week. That starts a whole new season. Both teams are 0-0, as we say. I want to throw out, shout out to the seniors tonight that played their last regular season games. Carson Hughes, Caleb White, Landon Coleman, Brady Comer, Brady Borgman, and Clark Dwenger for Jacksonville. And it was Gavin Binion and Ethan Johnson for the Raiders. Those two are recognized here tonight. Thank them for everything they've done for their programs. And we wish them the best heading into next week.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. As we look ahead to next week, on Tuesday, we'll be right here from South Ripley. It'll be North Decatur taking on Milan. Steve Geesting and Jim Williams will be here on the call for that one. Then on Wednesday, where Jacksonville will be taking on Waldron, it'll be Jim Williams and Chris Wooldridge having the call on that one. And then after that, Batesville and South Dearborn will be in action as well. You can catch all of those right here on Country 103.9 WRBI. And a final score to pass along, Greensburg pulls it out in overtime, 48-39 over East Central, giving the Greensburg Pirates the win of the Eastern Indiana Athletic Conference.
You're right. That makes them the outright winners, and that lets Batesville slide into second place, and East Central would have moved down into the third slot.
There you have it. Well, Brian, a pleasure working with you tonight. And got to work together a few times on the year. Perhaps our paths will cross again in the postseason. We'll wait and see.
Yes, that would be great, especially a sectional right here close. We may get something out of it.
So, once again, our final score tonight, the South Ripley Raiders get a 66-45 victory over the Jacksonville Eagles. I want to say thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Gorel and Principal Joe Ralston here at South Ripley. Also, a big thank you to both Seve Beach and Clint Bowman for their generosity with their time in the pregame interviews, and Coach Beach coming up in the postgame show. And, of course, we could not do any of this without our fine sponsors here bringing you high school basketball on WRBI. We say thank you to Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Gehrings, also Ison's Family Pizza, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. Final score, once again, South Ripley 66, Jacksonville 45. For Jim Williams back in the studio and Brian Samples alongside, this is Rob Moorhead saying thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend.